This episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast is brought to you by the Find Food Freedom membership. If you are ready to walk away from diet culture, find food freedom, and enjoy your life again, you can learn more and sign up at findfoodfreedommembership.com. Don't forget to use code IWANTFOODFREEDOM for 3 months completely free. Welcome to the Find Food Freedom podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Find Food Freedom. Find Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Find Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. I feel like whenever it rains, it pours. And what I mean by that is when we get a request for something on the podcast, it's never just one person, right? Like it's so many people asking the question, but maybe not in the same way. And that's where today we're going to talk a lot about body image. And we've done so many different episodes on body image, but I wanted to talk very specific today about what body image grief is. So, but although we're going to be talking about grief, I haven't decided the title for this episode yet. Obviously, you're listening to it, so it's been decided since you pressed play. But I was thinking about calling this episode How to Love Your Body. And the reason why is because I find so often that when people go on a body image journey, right? When they're saying, I want to make peace with my body, I want to accept my body. I think there's this unrealistic expectation based off of maybe what we see on social media or just that we're going to wake up one day and just say, I love my body. And not that that isn't awesome, because if someone does that, like, amazing. But I'm going to be very honest with you that as a certified intuitive eating counselor and someone who is actively supporting clients, that is not usually the end goal when we're working with body image. It's more so learning how to respect our current body or even just accept it. Maybe we won't respect it yet, but to say, oh my gosh, I'm going to love my body, that can be really radical. And so a part of me wants to title the episode that, because I think that's what's thrown around on social media when people are talking about body positivity and love your body. And, you know, I think those things are really great. I just never want someone to feel pressure that they have to wake up, you know, strip their clothes off, look in the mirror, grab the rolls or the different parts of their body and just boom, like love themselves. So we're going to talk about today what body image work is and how body image grief is a huge piece of the body image work, and how when you're going through a grieving process with body image, that's huge progress. And although for some people, they're like, I'm not making progress, I'm angry, I'm, you know, in denial, I'm all these things. But no, this is a part of the process. So I think sometimes having these conversations can be so helpful because it really just sets expectations of what you're going to experience. Now, also remember that everybody's experience, everybody's journey is different. So this is not saying you're going to experience these things. It's just as a counselor, this is, and looking at the research, these are things that we see often. So one quote I wanted to start with, I have it set as unknown because I actually don't know who said it. I found it somewhere on social media and then I was trying to search for the author and I couldn't find it. But it was someone saying, grief, I've learned, is really just love. It's all about the love that you want to give but cannot. Another way I've seen it said is like, grief is just love with nowhere to go. And whether we're talking about body image, whether we're talking about grieving the loss of a loved one, a relationship that ends, grief is really just love for nowhere to go. And so I really want to center the word grief today, and I really want to normalize it because I think, you know, as a millennial, an elder millennial, I feel like our generation, this is stereotyping, but kind of grew up not really learning how to process our emotions. And so we would feel shame if grief entered, you know, the chat, if you will. And now in my adult life, I'm learning to embrace grief. I'm learning to sit in these uncomfortable emotions. And I think that's a huge, huge part of the body image journey and the body image work. So I do want to very briefly just acknowledge my privileges as we enter today's conversation. I am a white, thin, able-bodied, cisgender, heterosexual woman. And I say that because when we talk about body image, it's important to recognize that all bodies can have body image issues. All bodies, all sizes, all colors, all shapes can struggle with body image. But I also want to make it very clear that as someone who resides in a thin, straight-sized body and holds these privileges, I do not get the discrimination, the oppression, the fat shaming that those that reside in larger bodies and marginalized bodies undergo. And so I'm not going to pretend to understand what it's like, but I am going to hold space for it. I also think it's very important if you're learning from someone who's teaching about body image or having these conversations that they are acknowledging their privileges, because that's a huge part of this process and intertwined so deeply with the relationship that you hold with your body. So I really briefly just wanted to acknowledge those as we get into today's conversation. So I want you to think of your relationship with your body as the longest relationship you will ever be in. And some of you may be like, no shit, Sammy, but I often find when I share that quote, people are like, wait, that's so true. Like whether, you know, sure, you might be in a relationship with a partner or, you know, have family and loved ones around, but it's you and your body till the very end. We cannot escape our body. And so I invite you to think about how important this relationship is, right? Because you're going to be with this body forever. And so I want you to think of it as one of the most important relationships, just like your partner or a parent or a child or a loved one or a best friend. Like, we really want to cultivate this peaceful relationship with our body because we're going to be in relationship for a very long time. And that does not mean that you have to have a perfect relationship. I want to make that very clear. Like, being in a relationship with something and working towards a peaceful or a pleasant relationship does not mean that you're going to wake up every day and be like, I love my body. It's perfect. I'll use my marriage as an example. Love my husband to death. But does that mean that we don't wake up some days like really freaking maybe pissed at each other or have a tough day or have some tough conversations? Of course we do, because we have a relationship. And so that doesn't mean that after one tough conversation or one, you know, argument or one bad day, that the relationship is terrible, right? And so it's important to recognize that your relationship with your body is going to ebb and flow. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have tough moments, but that doesn't mean that it's a bad relationship. And so the more that we can really look at our relationship with our body as exactly that, a relationship, the better off our body image journey starts to become, because we start to recognize that it's going to be ever changing. So let's get into body image work, right? So body image and diet culture equals smaller is better, right? So smaller equals better. Doesn't matter how you get smaller, but smaller equals better in diet culture. Now, what we're going to look at with the intuitive eating weight neutral paradigm is I want you to think about describing your relationship with your body with one word. So whatever word comes up for you, just say it. So, okay, one, two, three, go. What is one word that you would use to describe your current relationship with your body? Don't judge yourself. Don't shame yourself. Whatever came up for you, that's a great answer. Now I want you to think about the exact same thing. Describe your ideal relationship, the relationship you would like to have with your body. Describe that in one word. Three, two, one, go. Okay. Now I want you to think about if your first answer to your current relationship with your body, if it was toxic, if it was hate, if it was dysfunctional, complicated, shame, unpleasant, disgust, dread. If that is one of the first words you chose, and then the second word we chose was, let's say, love, peace, contentment, freedom, acceptance, happy, right? So that second word was the ideal relationship. Like if you could choose one word right now to describe your relationship with your body, if you could just dream it into existence, that's what you would choose. It's important to recognize that we don't hate our way to happiness. We don't hate our way to loving something. We can't go from toxic one day and then wake up another day and all of a sudden we're at freedom and contentment and peace, right? And so that's where when we talk about this journey of body image, I want you to think about it as a spectrum. So what if it was hate to grief, to acceptance, to neutrality, to maybe one day, someday, experiencing glimmers of love and positivity? So when we look at the body image work, the body image journey, making peace with your body, these are like buzzwords we see all over social media. It is not about going from hate to love. That is not the goal. And I think the more that we reprioritize our expectations that we have with the body image journey, the more pleasant the journey becomes, because we can breathe, we can take an exhale and be like, okay, this feels more doable. Because I don't think that waking up, looking in a mirror and saying I love myself is necessarily a solid goal to strive for if we've been very, very seriously chronic dieting, restricting, and engaging in harmful behaviors for a really long time. So now let's talk about what are the stages of grief. So if you've ever done any type of therapy or professional support, I'm talking about truly like the stages of grief, the emotions that we experience when we go through a grieving process. So this is denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then ending with acceptance. So grief is a stage. This is not a linear process. This is not about saying, okay, I'm experiencing denial. Check, right? I'm experiencing anger. Okay, let's let that go. Check, next. No, this is about recognizing that you're going to bounce between these things. This is normal to experience these things. And I just really, 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 really want to normalize feeling these emotions. I also want to give credit. So I first heard the concept of body grief from an amazing colleague of mine, Brianna Campos, who is on Instagram at Body Image with Brie. This is where I really first heard about body image grief or body grief. And I believe Brie still hosts like a body grievers group. So for all humans that are trying to make peace with their body, Brie just happens to also reside in a larger body. So she shares a lot about her lived experience as well. And so, and she's an amazing body image therapist. So it's just like all the things. Brie is amazing. So that's where I first heard about it. But then also just sharing with you, you know, the Fine Food Freedom team, we're always doing continuing education because we are a team of registered dietitians, certified intuitive eating counselors. And so one of the last continuing education certifications that myself and Julie, another, our lead dietitian on our team took, we did Marcy Evans and Fiona Sutherland, who are two great anti-diet dietitians and they're in the weight neutral space. They have a body image certification where they started to really dig into the research behind body image grief. So that's where I'm pulling a lot of this conversation from because it's like fresh in my brain from my certification that I got. And that's something that if you're thinking about getting professional support, I want to highly encourage you. Now, of course, I can speak on Fine Food Freedom team because that's us. But if you're going to go seek out an intuitive eating counselor, a body image therapist, a registered dietitian, please make sure that they have some continuing education, certifications, qualifications within body image. Because as a registered dietitian, before I transitioned over into the weight neutral paradigm, I never had any sort of continuing education in body image because I was a nutrition science major, right? I sat for a national board for like very clinical nutrition. And so I just say that because oftentimes people come to us, you know, wanting support and we can let you know what our team has done, but that doesn't mean every dietitian out there or every counselor out there has done this work. And so I just want you, if you're looking for professional support, to ensure that you're getting exactly what you need. So now I'm going on a tangent. So let's get back to grief, right? Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. So it's so common for denial to snap in when you are walking, you know, through your body image journey because when we first learn about health at every size and the weight neutral paradigm, it's like, no. You're fucking kidding me. This cannot be true. I've lived 20 years of my life believing that smaller is better. If I just shrink my body, I'll love my body. If I just shrink my body, all my diseases will go away and I'll be loved and I'll be accepted and, you know, life will be great and everything will be perfect. And so it's so normal to experience denial when you're going through a body image journey. And so advice for this denial stage when you're experiencing grief is to really make sure that we identify around us how dieting has harmed us and how we've experienced it. Because I think once we hit the denial stage of like, oh, no, this can't be true. Like the weight neutral paradigm, intuitive eating, no, there's no way. We need to have the evidence in front of us that not only has dieting not worked for us, but it's harmed us. And that's why we're on this journey of trying to make peace with our body. And so something I often will have clients do is you could do flow chart, you could do timeline. There's so many different ways to do this, but put your name in the middle of a circle, right? And you, so let's say it's me, right? We would write Sam, circle it. And every single diet that I've ever done in the history of ever, which is a lot in my past dieting days, just kind of write a line. And whether it's keto, Weight Watchers, Noom, MyFitnessPal, tracking calories, calorie restriction, cutting out food groups, whatever it is, write those all out. Look at them. Look at the evidence. Maybe it wasn't diets per se. Like maybe you weren't like an official dieter where you weren't like going on the keto diet or getting a Weight Watchers subscription, but you were following rules. Like maybe you had your own rules that you followed. We're like, I'm not allowed to eat before 8 a.m. I'm not allowed to eat past 6 p.m., right? Maybe it's rules for you. So I want you to identify these rules. I want you to see them. And I want you to think about, how has dieting impacted your life thus far? It's really, really important to get that evidence in front of you, to see it. Because when the denial kicks in, and that's very normal to ebb and flow with the denial, now we bring out our evidence and we're like, it's right here. It's right here in front of me. This has not helped me. This has harmed me. I have gained back more weight after every diet, right? At dieting, we know, is linked to that weight cycling of losing weight on the diet. Then we come off the diet and gain back more weight than the diet we originally lost on the diet. And please know, that doesn't mean you're a failure. That's conclusive with the evidence. And we know that dieting is a huge predictor of weight gain. So it's important to see this evidence. So when the denial kicks up, you have a tool there with you. The next stage in the stages of grief is anger. And boy, oh boy, I've shared so many times personally how I processed my anger, you know, being a registered dietitian, being someone who was actively helping people lose weight. If you're like, what were you doing? You can go to previous episodes of the Find Food Freedom podcast. I share my story from diet culture dietitian to intuitive eating dietitian and my transition in the field. But when I had my awakening of the weight neutral paradigm and health at every size, I was angry. I was definitely, I was heartbroken. I was scared. I felt a lot of guilt. I felt a lot of shame. But I remember once I kind of overcame the guilt and shame, I was really angry. I was angry at how much time and money and precious memories were taken from me. I was angry of how much time and education that I spent learning how to restrict people's calories only to induce harm in them. I had so much anger for myself falling prey to diet culture, but then for the educational system right now of how dietitians get their credential and how much of truly eating disorder behaviors are glorified in nutrition and in wellness culture. And so it was a lot of anger. And for those of you who are Find Food Freedom, like, oh, geez, you know, you've probably heard Fuck Diet Culture Friday, which back in the day was something I put out every Friday of me kind of like acting out some of the diet clips. And it was really poking fun at myself of like, oh, I've done these. So like, here's the things I used to say and think. But now the first Friday of every month on the Find Food Freedom podcast is Fuck Diet Culture Friday. And I kind of break down a different diet and why we don't support it and kind of our thoughts and opinions on it. But anyways, I always say that Fuck Diet Culture Friday was my angry outlet. It was my ability to say, fuck dieting. Fuck this. I can't take it anymore. I'm sick of it. Like, I'm sticking the middle finger up and I'm done with it. And that was so healing for me. And it's funny because I was outwardly learning and processing and sharing it with people on the internet, which I don't think I realized it at the time. But now when I reflect on that time, I'm like, oh, that's exactly what I was doing. And so it's so important to allow yourself to express anger, to recognize that these are valid emotions. And just advice that I have for that is get a professional support system, whether that is a licensed therapist that is trained in body image and eating disorder, a certified intuitive eating counselor like our team at Find Food Freedom, or you can go to intuitiveeating.org and see an entire directory of thousands of certified intuitive eating counselors of, again, all shapes, sizes, ethnicities. If you have a specific person that you're looking for to connect with, finding people in your community and getting a safe space, because when you're going through this, it can be very isolating because you look around and you're like, how doesn't everybody see this? And you'll start to see the Weight Watchers commercials, and you'll see the people maybe at your job or in your groups of friends that are building camaraderie by dieting. And like, that's how they're building community. And then it's like, oh my God, if I'm not doing this anymore, how do I connect with people? So finding community of people that are challenging these belief systems and doing the same work as you. We have a very low cost monthly membership at Find Food Freedom that is it's such a great tool because you get to connect with humans all over the world. You're doing 3 live events with our team of intuitive eating dietitians and counselors. There's a private Facebook community so you can connect with people right away. So if that's something you want more information on, if you're like, I need support, like I need a community outside of counseling, you can head over to findfoodfreedommembership.com. And if you use code IWANTFOODFREEDOM, you'll get 3 months completely free. So that's just a gift from me to you. But I just like to mention that. And again, I'm only telling you what Find Food Freedom has because I know it. I know that there are hundreds of counselors and colleagues of mine doing amazing work in this space that have similar offerings, whether it's a membership or a group coaching program, whatever you need, you can get the support you need. It's just knowing what you feel is going to be best for you and finding professional support that you align with. You need to feel safe coming to your counselors, coming to your support group. That's not to say it's not going to be scary, because getting support can be very scary, especially if you've dieted for a really long time, but making sure that you find a professional that you feel safe with. And so if you feel safe with Find Food Freedom, we are so happy that you're here and would absolutely be honored to support you. So when we're looking at anger, of course, like I said, finding the community, validating the emotion, and then this is where we can do a body image timeline, because similar to the diet timeline that we just did, I want you to think of now specifically your body. And so let's do that same thing. You could flip open a notebook, write your name in the page. So I would write Sam, I would circle it. And then off of there, I want you to kind of jet off with lines, different people in your life. So friends, exes, partners, parents, mentors, coaches, teachers, social media outlets, bullies from middle school, grandparents, aunts, uncles, siblings, maybe it's your current spouse. I want you to think about every single person who has ever made a comment about your body or bodies in general. And what were they? It could be they could be positive, they could be negative, they could be well-intended, they could be not. But I just want you to let it flow out onto a page, and I want you to see that, because I want to make it very clear. You were not born into this world hating your body. You were not born into this world thinking the things that you do about your body. And so the more that we can build evidence and see what shaped our thoughts and our belief systems around bodies, we have to have that awareness to be able to rewrite the narrative, to be able to rewrite the relationship to be what we want it to be: freedom, peace, contentment, neutral, acceptance. So next up, we have, in the stages of grief, we have bargaining. And this is where, okay, we've gone through some of those other stages, and then we kind of get to this stage. And again, the stages aren't linear, so it's not like you're going to check off all the other ones and then you come here. But I find that people will be deeper into their maybe healing their body image, and they start to understand this. They're processing the emotions, they're working through the anger. And then they kind of get to a place where they're like, but you know what? I have to have a smaller body for my health. But I just feel better if I'm lighter. But I like myself more when I'm smaller. But I like my clothes better when I'm smaller. And so the bargaining will start to kick in, where it's like, okay, I have done all these other things, right? I get it. And we start to bargain with ourselves, and those little diet culture thoughts start to come back in, and we think, you know what, maybe I can still kind of put a little foot over here in the intentional weight loss camp and figure it out and still love myself or work towards loving myself, right? Work towards acceptance, neutrality, and all of these things that we've talked about. So I want to encourage you to, when the bargaining happens, first of all, being able to build awareness, like we're talking about right now. Now you're going to be able to be like, oh yeah, I do that. And if you do, no guilt or shame, totally normal, totally normal. And again, that's what the whole purpose of this episode is about, is normalizing body image grief and the stages of grief and recognizing that when you're experiencing grief on your body image journey, you are progressing. You are moving forward, even though it doesn't feel like it, because I think our brain tells us we have to only experience happy and joy and positive things, and that's progress. And that's not true. So if you're experiencing bargaining, what I want you to do is I want you to make a list of things that you can do that feel pleasant in your body, uncoupled from changing the size of your body. So I'm going to use an example of a couple different things. Taking a bath, taking a hot shower, putting on my favorite music and lighting candles, like setting an ambiance, like a very calming ambiance, going to acupuncture. These are things, these are personal. These, I'm not saying you need to do these. These are just examples. Going for a walk. Now, that doesn't mean that every single time I want to feel better that I do these things. It's, this is a toolbox of things that bring me joy and feel pleasant in my body. Yoga. Yoga is another one. I shared a TikTok the other day that I have not done intentional movement in almost 3 months. Just this season of life I'm in. Our daughter's going to be 1 year old, daycare germs, travel. It's been buck wild in the Previtt household. And so I just went to a hot yoga class the other day and it was unbelievable. I was like, this feels amazing. And it's probably because I have not done a stretch, like a single stretch in my body in over 3 months. And so to just slow down and do some deep breathing and do some stretching in a warm room where it loosened up, like, oh, my tight shoulders. I mean, look at me now. I like sit with my shoulders basically touching my ears. So I want you to make a list of things that when you experience them in your body, they are pleasant or they bring you pleasure mentally, physically, emotionally. Some can only be physically, some could only be emotionally, mentally. You know, like going to therapy, they're working with an intuitive eating counselor. Maybe it's going and getting your favorite dessert from your favorite restaurant. Maybe another day it's going and getting your favorite nutrient dense, crispy, crunchy, refreshing salad or smoothie. You know, this could look so different for so many people. Some people it's surfing, some people it's gardening. I mean, so different. I want you to build that toolbox because when you get to the bargaining stage, you don't need to focus on intentional weight loss to feel pleasant in your body. We need to look at what are the things that make you feel pleasant in your body and how do we incorporate those more because you want to, not because you have to. Because if just barking at people and shaking my finger and saying, you have to do this, if that was what worked, none of us would be here. And all the meal plans would work and all the exercise routines would work. It's not about someone telling you what to do. It's about building that trust with your inner self to know what feels pleasant for you. So when you are in that bargaining stage, and even when you're not, I highly encourage you, the only detox that I support is a social media detox and diversifying your feed. So some of my favorite accounts I'm going to list off for you are some of my colleagues that are amazing. And they have an array of occupations. We have coaches, therapists, counselors, activists, dietitians. So I'm just going to list these off and you can take this, take with what you will. You can, I highly encourage you to follow along. So we have at, these are all Instagram, at fierce.fatty, at your, so this is YR fat friend, at Meg, M-E-G, dot Boggs, that's B-O-G-G-S, at Body Honor Nutrition, at Hey Sharon Maxwell, at That Fat Doctor, at Body Image with Brie, who was already mentioned at the beginning of this episode, at Aaron Flores, RDN, and at Body Image _ Therapist. These are some of my favorite colleagues that I've learned from. Some of these amazing humans I've never had conversations with, but I feel like they've changed my life just from digesting, absorbing, and looking at their content. Some of these, such as Fierce Fatty, who is Vinnie Wellsby on Instagram, the Fine Food Freedom team has brought them in a few times to really teach us about weight bias and unpacking fat phobia, internalized fat phobia. So I know some of these colleagues better than others, but I highly recommend filling your social media feeds with humans who are going to support the journey that you want to go on. So when the bargaining starts to come up in your brain, which it will, I'm not a psychic, this is a part of the experience, you're going to have resources that are going to help you. Another thing that's really helpful is finding clothes that fit your body. Because if we constantly have something digging into our sides, right? Or we can't sit down or we can't breathe in our jeans, we're going to automatically go to, see, this is why I need to lose weight. But if we found clothes that comfortably fit our body, this can help support lessening the triggers, the body image triggers, because if our body isn't constantly restricted, we're not going to think about it all the time. And I always use the analogy of high heels. All right. Let's say you're leaving the house and you put a pair of high heels that are two sizes too small on your feet. What the fuck do you think you're going to think about for the next however many hours when you leave the house? You're going to think about how bad your feet hurt and how that's the only thing you can think about. And so we do this with clothes. We put clothes on our body that are two sizes, three sizes too small. They don't fit. And then the whole time, the only thing we can think about is, oh my God, I need... Now, usually instead of I need to get out of these clothes, it's I need to shrink my body to fit the clothes. Isn't that funny how that works? But we would never say that with our shoes and our feet. So I invite you to do the comfort and style test, I call it. Look at the clothes in your closet, turn your back to the mirror, and really make sure when you're putting on clothes, are they comfortable? If you can breathe, if you can wiggle, jiggle, dance, squat, and you're like, yes, this is comfortable. Then you turn around and look in the mirror and say, okay, this passes my style test, right? Like, I like this vibe. I like this era, if you will. But if it's not comfortable, we're not putting it on our body. We're not going out of the house. We're not wearing it ever. Put it in a bag, hide it, put it under. If you're not ready to get rid of it, put it in the attic, put it in your closet, like tucked away somewhere you don't see it, because this is going to help you lessen your triggers when you're getting ready for the day. And that's really, really important on your body image journey. Next up, we have depression. And this might be, you know, a stage of your grieving process that you just are really at a point where you're like, intentional weight loss is not possible for me. I've been trying this for 20 plus years. Dieting has only gotten me in a larger body. And I feel like I've wasted so much time and money and precious memories. And much like the anger phase, it's really important to just sit in these emotions. I feel like I'm going to use Brianna Campos, her name, like 70 times in this episode, but she taught me before, unless you're dead, as a human being, you have to experience every single emotion. And if you want to experience joy, if you want to experience freedom and peace and contentment, you have to experience the tough emotions too. And so when they come up, not judging yourself for experiencing them, but recognizing, okay, this is not permanent. This will pass. I need to get professional support. I need to surround myself with other people who are going through this. I need to find an array of accounts that are going to support me. And I can sit in these emotions and process them. And so I also invite you to change some of the things that you're ingesting in media, whether it's your shows. You know, when we look at Bachelor Nation, for example, so many people love the reality show The Bachelor. Everybody on The Bachelor is like under, I don't know, this is, I'm like just speculating by looking under what, a size 4? I don't know. Like, that's not normal. The average size female in America is a size 14. What are we watching and what are the bodies that are on the screen? What are the sexualities and the genders and the races of the things that we watch? And so, few just that I love and I recommend. One is the Embrace documentary. You should be able to find that free on a variety of different streaming services. So again, that's called Embrace documentary. This is about a woman's body image journey, and she really touches on eating disorder awareness all around the globe. One of my other favorites is Shrill on Hulu, directed, and she's also the main actress, by Aidy Bryant, who's also, she used to be on SNL, an amazing, amazing, beautiful human on the inside and out, and funny as all hell. But Shrill, she really touches on weight stigma and diversifies the show, but not, you know, in such ways that our stories, it's so well done. So I highly recommend, if you're looking for a new show to binge watch, that is Shrill on Hulu. And again, making sure that all of the things that you're consuming, are they diversified? Are you seeing all sized bodies? Because the more that you're looking at diet culture's beauty standard, even if it's not saying you need to shrink your body, those are the subconscious messages that we are getting. And last but not least, there's acceptance in the grief process. And this is getting to that stage where we're saying, I'm coming to terms with, I might not ever achieve the thin ideal, the beauty standard that diet culture is telling me. And I know that dieting doesn't work. And arriving at this stage of acceptance doesn't mean that you won't flirt with the other stages of grief. Because remember, I said it's not linear. But when we get to the place of acceptance, that's when we really start to believe that our bodies are the least interesting thing about us, and that we were meant for so much more than shrinking our body. This is where the body image thoughts start to dissipate, and we're able to focus on things that bring us joy. And it's a really, really, really beautiful stage, is the stage of acceptance. So enjoy yourself by exploring things that your body can do, exploring things that your body enjoys, things that you enjoy physically, mentally, emotionally. This can be really helpful stage for some to share what they're going through, and maybe sharing their intuitive eating journey, whether that's publicly online or with friends. I by no means am saying that you have to do that. I just know some people find that, again, back to that sense of community and camaraderie of when you can connect on with others that are feeling the same way or going through similar things, it can really, really help. So as we wrap, I want to really make sure that we come back to body image work. It's a spectrum, right? It might start with pure hatred and disgust and then move into grief. If we enter the stages of grief, that is progress. If we are grieving, if we are angry, if we are bargaining, if we're in denial, if we get to that place of acceptance, those are stages of progress. Once you get to acceptance, we can then get to that more neutral state. And once we get to a neutral state, this is where we can say, hey, Can I start to respect my body the way that I respect my loved ones or my partner? And it's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. But I'm here to remind you and normalize for you that if you are experiencing really, really tough emotions on your body image journey, doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It means you're doing it right. And I'm so proud of you. And this is some of the hardest, hardest work that you will ever do. And so with that being said, if you're listening to this episode and you're like, wow, we went through a lot. That was really helpful. That was really deep, but that was really helpful. I want to invite you to head on over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com. And there you're going to find all of the things that are happening at Find Food Freedom. So you'll see our free training where we really break down what is intuitive eating. If you're like, I've heard about it, but I don't really know what it is. We have our membership, which I mentioned earlier, our monthly membership, which is a great option of low-cost support, ways to build community, ways to really dive in and learn. We have group coaching. We have one-on-one coaching. So if you've been around in this community and you've utilized a lot of the free resources and you're like, I need more, I need professional support, I'm ready to explore that, we would absolutely love to invite you to take a look. So again, take what serves you and leave the rest. And that's over at findfoodfreedomresources.com. I want to thank you so much for being here. And I really want to encourage you, if you enjoyed today's episode, to head over on Apple Podcasts and leave a review of the podcast. We welcome all feedback. So no matter what you thought about it, I would love for you to leave a review and leave feedback and questions. So if you're like, hey, this was great, and I want to learn about XYZ, please do, because the more that I hear from you, the more that I can answer questions and I can develop these episodes that are going to be super, super helpful, hopefully to anyone that needs to hear it. So again, we're going to end today's episode on grief is just love with nowhere to go. And if you are grieving the thin ideal that diet culture promises, if you are doing the hard work and experiencing the tough emotions on your body image journey, you're doing it right. And you're doing an amazing job. Thank you for being here. And I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, because then we get to help people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to our social channels and follow us at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. I also want to give you a free gift simply just for showing up today. So if you head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com, you are going to get a free gift, again, just for being here. It's a training entitled, What the Hell is Intuitive Eating and How Do I Get Started? This training breaks down what intuitive eating actually is and isn't, along with breaking down the three biggest myths with intuitive eating, and will give you some practical steps to get started on your food freedom journey. So if you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody who you think needs to hear it. And when you rate and review, leave us some feedback, what you want to hear more of, what questions you have. The more that you share this podcast, the more this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. So thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Bye.